Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hello and welcome to the AHL Slapshot. I'm your host, John, and be sure to check out our website located at ahlslapshot.wordpress.com. Now for your games for March 22nd. The winners are Hershey Bears beat the Phantoms, Wolfpack beat the Falcons, the Marlies beat the Bulldogs, the Americans lost to the Senators, the Monarchs beat the Pirates, the Bruins lost to the Penguins, River Rats beat the Sharks, Devils beat the Norfolk Admirals, the Grand Rapids Griffins lost to the Syracuse Crunch, the Stars lost to the Rivermen, the Wolves beat the Rampage, the Monsters beat the Flames, and the Milwaukee Admirals lost to the Rockford IceHogs. In your news today, two more teams have locked their playoff spot. The Providence Bruins were the first team to lock in their spot in the race for the 08 Calder Cup. But now joining them is the Hartford Wolfpack, who has 93 points. Also, the Toronto Marlies from the Western Conference North Division locked in their playoff spot with 94 points. Toronto is 9 points ahead of Manitoba, who's in second place in that division. Although it is unofficial at the moment, the Chicago Wolves have an almost guaranteed playoff position with a 14-point lead on the second place tie for Rockford IceHogs and the San Antonio Rampage. The Rochester Americans, could they be the worst team in the league? Rochester Americans are in 7th place in the North Division of the Western Conference with only 50 points. That puts them in last place in the entire league. So I wondered to myself, does their goalie just suck, or are their forwards just not quick enough to sneak one past the opposing team's goalie? Here are someone like me who has never seen the Americans play except for an NHL 08 for PS2, then you have to use some problem-solving skills that include no video and no other articles. By looking at the stats and rankings on the AHL website, you can see goals for and goals against. Goals for being the number of goals scored by that team throughout the season, goals against obviously being what the goalie has let past him. Goals for the Rochester Americans is 162. The only other team in the entire league with that low of goals for is the Lowell Devils with 158, and they are also in 7th place. So maybe next year the Americans administrative staff, made up by owner Steve Doner, should look into some new forward skaters. Goals against Rochester Americans for the 2007-08 season is 238. The only team with more goals against is the Norfolk Admirals, who are also in 7th place in the East Division of the Eastern Conference with 242 goals against. Not to mention that Rochester has won less games than any other team in the league. Rochester Americans have won 6 Calder Cups and have been runner-up in 11. Their most recent win being the 1995-1996 season, and their latest battle for the Calder Cup being in 1999-2000 season. Rochester Americans being the oldest team in the AHL, not counting teams that switch names such as Providence Bruins from Providence Reds. So I guess I have come to the conclusion that it isn't the goalie or the offense, it's obviously the guy who sucks at picking the new players. Whether the Rochester Americans are your favorite team or your least favorite, or you're like me and could give a rat's behind about them considering your Milwaukee Admirals are in 3rd, displayed as 4th on the AHL website because of the tie between Rochester and San Antonio, you have to feel some pride with the Rochester Americans, not only because they have the most patriotic name in the league, but because they are the oldest and have seen, and have been, AHL champions 6 times in their entire 51 years of hockey. So, go Rochester, better luck next year. Are the Chicago Wolves a good team, or no? If there's one thing I hate about Chicago, it's their inconsistency. For being the number one team in the Western Conference, they lose to some strange teams, such as my Milwaukee Admirals. Now, I'm not saying that the Admirals are a bad team. They are actually a great team when they decide to play together rather than Cal O'Reilly trying to play as star of the AHL, which he is, by the way. But Chicago has lost to teams such as the Peoria Rivermen, who has lost to Milwaukee Admirals 6 times out of 6 throughout the entire season. Also, Chicago has lost to the 7th place team, the Iowa Stars, and the Grand Rapids Griffins. The only team that they were worthy to lose to was the Providence Bruins, who is the first team to lock in their position for the race for the Calder Cup. So what is it that makes Chicago such an inconsistent team? I think that I can make only one good guess. If Jason Krog and Brett Sterling can be kept well defended and away from the goal, the other team has a very good chance of winning. It's only teams whose defensemen can't keep up with the first and third leading goal scorers in the league that lose to Chicago, and that being almost every team in the division. In the long run, Chicago is a very good team, and you have to remember that hockey is a sport that if players are at the top of their game, the last place team can dominate first place very easily. Chicago has two of the jewels in the AHL, Jason Krog and Brett Sterling, not to mention the goalie of the month of February, Andrei Pavelec. Maybe next year, if everyone's defensemen practice speed hard enough, we could be able to hold back Chicago from first place. And now, for your games, for Easter Sunday, March 23rd, 2008. Today on Easter Sunday, March 23rd, there are only 3 games. At 4:05, Springfield Falcons will take on the Manchester Monarchs at the Verizon Wireless Arena. At 5 o'clock p.m. tonight, the Lowell Devils will take on the Hershey Bears at the Giant Center. And also at 5, the Houston Arrows will take on the San Antonio Rampage at the AT&T Center. We'll get you the results of those games tomorrow, and tomorrow there's only one game also, so it's going to be kind of a slow week, mostly always is. On Monday, the 24th, Milwaukee faces the Rockford Ice Hogs, so that'll be a pretty good game considering that Ice Hogs and Milwaukee are pretty evenly matched and have both beaten each other numerous times throughout the season, so I'll get you those tomorrow. Also, be sure to keep looking at our blog, which is located at ahlslapshot.wordpress.com. All the articles that you heard and all of the scores and rankings are kept there. And now it's time for the rankings in the AHL. In the Eastern Conference in the Atlantic Division, Providence Bruins are in first and have locked in their playoff position along with second place team Hartford Wolfpack, in third place the Portland Pirates, in fourth Springfield Falcons, Manchester Monarchs in fifth, in sixth the Worcester Sharks, and in seventh the Lowell Devils. In the East Division, first place team Philadelphia Phantoms have not locked in their playoff position yet because the second place team, the Penguins, are only 1 point behind them, and in third, only 1 point behind the Penguins, is the Albany River Rats. In fourth, the Hershey Bears, fifth, the Senators, sixth, the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, and seventh, the Norfolk Admirals. In the Western Conference North Division, in first place and locked in to the playoffs, is the Toronto Marlies. In second, the Manitoba Moose, third, Syracuse Crunch, in fourth, Hamilton Bulldogs, in fifth, Lake Erie Monsters, in sixth, the Grand Rapids Griffins, and in seventh, Rochester Americans. In the West Division, Chicago Wolves in first, the Rockford Ice Hogs in second, third, San Antonio Rampage in fourth, the Milwaukee Admirals, fifth, Houston Arrows in sixth, the Peoria Rivermen, Quad City Flames in seventh, and the Iowa Stars in eighth. So, I've told you everything going on today in the AHL. Be sure to tune in tomorrow with the results of tomorrow's games and tonight's games. I will see you then. Be sure to keep looking at our website for any updates that I might have at ahlslapshot.wordpress.com. You can email me at milwaukeeadmirals@hotmail.com. I'll see you later.